Thanks for listening to The Drive with Big Al and D-Mac, on demand, brought to you by SEL Mortgage, the leaders in Colorado of special circumstance lending, helping everyone, including people with unusual financing needs. Locally owned and operated, visit MySpecialMortgage.com. That's MySpecialMortgage.com.
We The Fan presents The Drive with Big Al and D-Mac.
Rockies pick up a big-time win. 9-8, DJ LeMahieu with a two-run homer when they were trailing 8-7. In the top of the ninth, and Wade Davis comes and closes the door, 1-2-3, and the Rockies survive. They don't get swept. So that was interesting for sure. A real back-and-forth battle by the Bay, and the Rockies come out on top. Good job, Rockies. Needed that one, that's for sure. So way to go. So the Rockies, they're just hanging on here. Al, 8 games out of first place. Bunch of teams between them and the wild card. This one, hey, good job. They won the game. They needed to win the game. Circle that one right there. Circle that one if anything is still to remain. Because we said, I don't think the season's done, but I think it's on life support. You more or less agree with me. It's not over. A lot of people want to say the season's over. It's not over.
I hate when people call for a season to be done when it's not even halfway. Right. Well, now we are. We're over halfway now.
Are we halfway?
Yeah.
Are we exactly halfway today? Is today the 81st game?
I think today is the 82nd game, right? Is today the...
Oh, yeah, 162 games.
Mm-hmm.
So... Again, why are we so bad at math?
Well, 81 would be the halfway, so I think today is 82, right?
Yeah, I don't know what their record. Oh, gotta look at their record. Everybody's really struggling.
39 and 42
is Colorado Rockies.
This is 82. This is our 82nd game.
So 39.
Over halfway. 39. Yeah.
And 42
is that was before this game or including this game?
Including.
Oh, including this game
because it says streak 1-1. One game.
So we are exactly halfway through.
5-5 in their last 10.
39-42. All right, halfway evaluation of the Colorado Rockies, Al. 39-42, we're halfway. What do you think?
Terrible compared to last year at the same level.
I know.
Right? Compared to last year where we were.
Right.
And we were supposed to be better everywhere.
It's disappointing, right?
A little disappointing. But I'll say this. Nothing that a good streak can't turn around.
So they got 81 games left. Oh, boy. This is tricky. This is where it sucks. You ready for numbers that suck? Sorry, I'm getting to numbers that suck. Hold on 1 second. Okay. Just to be,
what do we have to win? Let me guess. We have to win 50 of 81 games.
Is that what it is?
I think it's something like that. Mm. Right?
So you gotta go like 50 and 31. Well, I mean, let's figure it out. I mean, we want to win 85 games, right? But how many games do we want to win, right? 85?
I thought the number was 88. That's
88, you're right. Actually, 88. Yeah, that's tough. 49. Got to win 49 games. Got to do at least 10 games better than they did in the first half.
We're not going to be sellers, right?
I don't know, man. This is where it gets brutal because you realize last year the Rockies only went 500 in the second half of the season to make the playoffs. Remember we talked about that? Mm-hmm. Like, if you go 500, you should be okay. And they were, like, kind of right down to the last moment. Now you got to play. I mean, I don't know, man. You got to go 49-32. Oh my God. So to make the playoffs, Alfred, they're going to have to go 17 games over 500.
We did it in the first half last year. This year we're going to have to do it in the second half.
Well, it wasn't that good.
I think we were 16. I think we were 15 or 16 over.
All right, let's look how many teams right now are 17 games, because we're halfway for everybody, basically. How many teams in baseball have 49 wins? Because just assume everybody has 81 games because we're either there or close enough.
And the NL or the AL?
In baseball. How many teams in baseball do you think finish the first half of the season 17 games over 500?
Oh, wow. Seattle is balling. Seattle did. Houston has.
I got it.
Boston has. The Yankees has.
That's four. Anybody else?
That have 49 wins?
Yep.
Nobody in the NL.
Nobody in the NL.
But Milwaukee has 48.
This means... I see you.
Milwaukee has 46.
They have 46, no. But they have two games left to play. I mean, to get 81. So they... No, they can't get there either. There are only four teams in Major League Baseball, the Astros, Mariners, Red Sox, and Yankees, that have 49 or more wins in the first half of the season. And in order for the Rockies to make the playoffs, they're going to have to win 49 games
in
the back half
of
the season.
The Red Sox, the Yankees.
Do you understand what I'm talking about? So for the Rockies.
We have to look like the Astros. We have to look like Seattle.
For the Rockies now to make the playoffs, they've got to be amongst the elite of the elite teams in the entirety of Major League Baseball.
We certainly have the staff to do it.
Life support. It's life support, Al. They have to finish 17 games over 500, and they have to do as well as only four teams out of 30 have done so far in the first half of the season.
So you're saying there's a chance?
I'm saying there's a chance, but I also want to be realistic.
Well, I guess we're just on the countdown now.
We're on the countdown.
Countdown to 49, right?
Countdown to 49. Can the Rockies get 49? Can they finish 17 games over 500? And you knew, by the way, on those 42 games that could go either way, you had to finish at least 14 games over 500. What that basically means is you've blown it. You've blown it too often in those close games in the first half of the season.
They add up, don't they? They add up. When you have a home stand against woeful competition, you got to blast them.
You got to blast them.
Marlins came in here and gave us
the
business.
Who's that on?
You know what? Every game is different. That's what I'm learning in baseball. And every pitching opportunity is different. And when you ask me who is that on?
Who's it on?
I always put it on starting pitching, to tell you the truth. And then from there, you know, I would put it on the offense. But the starting pitching is we didn't. If we would have pitched like we pitched first couple of games in San Francisco, then I think we would have been fine on our home stand. Freeland has delivered a gem.
How much is this on Bud Black?
I don't know. I think setting a rotation up and everything. I mean, they've done some different things. They've brought some different guys up. They've made some changes. So the things that you were talking about a month and maybe 3 weeks ago, they finally made those changes and they've done some they've made some moves with the bullpen. They're going to try to shake things up, and maybe this is the first of many moves to, you know, get everything going in the right direction because it hasn't worked. I mean, at some point, you know, you say, and I love your quote. Your quote is, you better have a plan and you better stick with your plan. At what point do you say, my plan stinks, I have to change? Halfway through a season is enough for you?
I think it's
or do you go the whole
late.
Year
no,
or do you go with the whole year with the same strategy?
But listen, man, we've just seen it. You got to finish with at least 88 wins to make the playoffs in this wild card scenario. You can only break it down so many ways. You just gave away too many games. And listen, anything can happen. Teams go on runs all the time. But just as a dose of reality, the Rockies now to make the playoffs like they did last year and then had a freaking pitcher hit a triple off them. Go get some more autographs, Neshak. Way to stay focused. Why don't you heckle somebody else? That's bitter.
Archie Bradley hitting a triple.
Who was he stalking last year?
The dude from Arizona. What's his face? Their number one guy who's got like a personality disorder.
Oh, that's right.
Greinke. Yeah.
Greinke.
Yeah.
Zach.
Yeah. Zach Greinke has like a diagnosed medical personality disorder thing, and Neshek is
calling him out on social media.
He's heckling him. What a tired.
A current Major League Baseball player's
because he wouldn't
heckling.
Sign. Oh, he wouldn't sign your autograph. Oh, boo hoo.
Kershaw, will you sign it? Sure, ma'am. I'm not signing anymore. Greinke, will you sign it? Nope.
Guess who signed?
Greinke, how about now? Nope.
Guess who signed something for Neshek? Archie Bradley signed him a triple. Couldn't strike out a pitcher. Giving up a triple to a pitcher. Why don't you go throw underhand somewhere else, Neshek?
Is that a dig at softball players?
Yeah. Why don't you go hit up softball guy? You know, softball dude with the flaming softball on his bicep. Softball dude.
You mean with the mullet?
He's got a mullet. He's got a flaming softball on his bicep, and he has 16 games. He's yoked. Are you kidding? He doesn't miss a day at the
softball
gym.
Softball guy is yoked.
Softball guy is totally yoked.
Brings his friend to film it.
Oh, he's filming his at-bats. He's good.
Stats? You think he's keeping stats?
He gets bothered by, you know, it's only a two-run home run game, and then we just got to hit singles because it brings down his slugging percentage.
Different glove for each inning.
Softball guy. He's got the matching bag with the cleats. He's going to tell you all about, you know, the other team he plays on. Because the team you're on.
Softball guy plays for multiple teams.
Oh, at least three teams. and trust me.
Are we talking to anybody in particular that you know like that?
Oh, yeah.
You know softball guys.
Well, there's one guy in particular.
If I just
sum up this guy, I'm kind of knocking off the, you know, every other guy. Softball guy will always tell you about the other teams that he's on. Because your team is certainly not good enough for him.
He's got a, you know.
Your team
is
like
overextended? Does he leave one game and put another uniform on and go to another game, softball guy?
He may like show up a little bit late, but he knows he's hitting fourth or fifth in the lineup, maybe third. So he can show up, especially for the home team, because he's got a little extra time.
What happens to the person that was out there subbing for him?
Oh, when you don't sub for softball guy. When softball guy gets there, it's like the pearly gates of heaven open up. Oh!
Man, we didn't know if we were going to play tonight.
Oh, man, we can't win without you. Softball guy. That's softball guy. I was never... I hated playing softball, to be quite honest with you. Here's what I liked about softball.
Do we have
softball.
A softball guy anymore on the staff? I mean, we used to have several softball guys.
We had several, yeah. Evans was borderline softball guy. But the problem with Evans, he just wasn't good enough. He was okay, but he wasn't good enough to really be softball guy.
So that means...
But he was on the brink of being softball guy. And softball guy, typically, his career in baseball never really worked out the way it should have.
In baseball.
Right. Right. And he'll have some excuse about how when he was a junior in high school, his arm got hurt or there was something else. He was like this close to being a major league player.
Major league.
Listen to him.
That's what softball guy tells you, that I was close.
There's a story. I guarantee
coach
you.
Coach screwed me.
Probably not coach screwed me, but because softball guy is a good player. He's a really good player.
Is softball guy friends with the flag football guy?
I don't know flag football guy.
You don't know flag football
guy? Tell me about flag football guy.
Oh, my goodness. Flag football guy, man, plays in at least two teams. At least two teams. And he is calling up the plays.
So he's a quarterback.
Oh, not necessarily. Flag football guy is a guy that's still in great shape. He's in great shape.
Yeah.
He goes to games and he played some college football. A flag football guy.
What level of college football?
Oh, he played Division I or II. Oh, he played some ball. but didn't quite get his full feel of, you know, playing football. So he's extending it and ruining your Saturday and Sunday mornings. Flag football guy has matching everything.
Matching everything.
That's right, baby. And he also has his cat towel because he's a cat-like guy.
Nice.
He's meow.
Nice.
I mean, he has the towel sitting on the outside of his pants. Okay.
What position is he playing?
Oh, he's a guy that touches the ball a lot. Oh,
okay.
He needs at least, if he's playing receiver, mm-hmm. he needs at least 13 passes thrown to him.
Will he tell you about his touches?
Yeah, I didn't get enough touches yet.
Yeah.
That's who flag football guy.
Flag
I know
football
flag
man.
Football guy. Flag football guy is 5'11".
So a little undersized.
5'11", 185 pounds.
Okay.
And is still getting his workouts in.
Chad, he's obviously a little tubby kid.
He's not a tubby kid. He's just the opposite. And
now, that's flag foot. Now, there's wannabe softball guy, and there's probably wannabe flag football guy.
Oh, yo, no. Flag football guy, now I got to tell you now. Flag football guy thinks that he is a play away from being able to play in the NFL.
Yeah. He's probably got a little story about an injury or something, too, or a coach who screwed him over or something else. Now, here's a guy I think we both know. Rec basketball guy.
Oh, everybody knows rec basketball guy.
Everybody knows rec basketball guy.
But rec basketball guy never thinks that he could have played in the NBA.
That's probably true.
Not the rec basketball guy.
That's probably true. He gets fouled a lot. Right,
oh, yeah.
Basketball guy.
Oh, yeah. And he calls a lot of fouls.
Oh. No, Zach can't be a rec. Zach's not a rec basketball guy. Zach's done too well in his basketball career to be rec basketball guy. I think you're right about that. I think
there's no illusions about playing in the NBA.
Flag football guy and softball guy really do think they could have made it in the NFL or Major League Baseball.
That's right, because look what I'm doing to you right now.
Right. But I don't think rec basketball guy thinks like that.
No.
However, he wants to shoot a lot, and he gets fouled a lot.
No, he doesn't. You know what rec basketball guy wants to do? Hold a basketball and tell everybody else what to do. Rec basketball guy is the point guard.
Oh, that's for sure.
Oh, he's the point guard.
That's for sure.
And when he has the ball, he's calling for picks. He's telling us, he's talking about the switches. Oh, yeah, I know rec basketball guy. I see rec basketball guy almost every Sunday in the winter.
Yeah.
I have a picture of this one guy, and I'm like, you know what? Look, man, you know, you're like 41 now.
You call timeout?
That 23-year-old going to bust you up today. Look, don't worry. Help. Don't worry. We're going to be helping because he's going to blow by you. But I love rec basketball guy.
Yeah, rec basketball guy is usually pretty cool.
Rec basketball guy is really cool all the time.
Yeah.
Now, rec hockey guy?
I don't know rec hockey guy.
Oh, I know rec hockey guy.
Do you?
I know rec hockey guy.
I don't know.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, I know rec hockey guy. You don't know any rec hockey guys?
Not really, because they don't
really.
They don't really hit in men's league hockey. So, and most
rec hockey guy.
Have you ever watched like a rec hockey game?
Yes, I have.
They're terrible.
Rec hockey guy will invite you to every game.
So you've been invited to to adult league men's hockey games?
What?
Have you really? Seriously?
Yes.
Oh, I haven't. That's
See,
not
that's
that
the uniqueness
me.
About rec basketball. I mean, rec hockey guy will invite you to the game. But not rec football guy, not rec basketball guy, not softball guy won't invite you to the game.
Well, like I mean, which game? You know, because he's
saying,
got
he won't,
free on
but
Friday night.
But he's going to the game, and in his community, he's big. Rec hockey guy wants you to come see him skate and play.
I really don't know rec hockey guy.
Oh, yeah. I know at
guys?
Least three rec hockey guys.
Yeah, really?
Oh, yeah. And I get the invite almost, you know, almost.
To come watch him play?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. During their season.
Really?
Text, hey, man, we're playing a game over here at Family
come
Sports tomorrow
me?
Night. I'm like, not doing it, dog. Not doing it. Not unless I'm getting an Uber ride home.
Nice. Well, the good thing, though, at Rec Hockey League's guys game, there's always a bar at the game.
Right.
There is always a bar at Rec Hockey League guys game.
That's right.
That is true.
If it's the middle of the winter and I just don't feel like shutting it down at 5:30 or 6, I might go watch a play for a little bit.
Yeah. Well, at the spot that I know what you're thinking of, there's definitely a place to get a, you know, to enjoy yourself in a legal sort of fashion. And then get in the Uber and leave her alone.
That's right.
Right. Now, I played with men's baseball guy.
Men's baseball?
Not softball.
I don't know any men's baseball guy.
They were usually a lot more calm because they appreciated how hard baseball actually is. So I played for like 8 years in men's baseball, and it was a totally different tone. It's actually the guys that usually play who are really good in men's adult baseball are very understated because they know they're good.
Right.
And
I can see that.
And
they're playing baseball.
They like playing baseball. They don't want to play softball, and they have a greater respect for the game in and of itself.
Does men's baseball guy not like men's softball guy?
No. Men's baseball guy has any respect for softball guy. Zero. Zero. Now, a few men's baseball guys may play in a softball league, but they more or less
they
will
don't
do
tell
it.
People about that though.
No. And most likely if they are playing in a softball league, it's probably a co-ed thing, something to do with their wife.
Gotcha.
Or something with their company or something like that, because the men's baseball takes a lot of time. And it's a real, you know, baseball game.
How does that
work?
No.
Men's baseball guy has zero respect for softball guy.
Do you know any men's baseball players that are pitchers?
I know a ton.
And do they throw nasty stuff still?
No, not like they used to.
In the 70s, 80s, what's about ball speed?
The older you get, the slower it goes. And frankly, if you can just throw some strikes, the older
you
are.
Not with Roger Clemens.
Is he still playing men's baseball?
No.
Yeah.
I'm talking about...
No, he's a major league player. There's a lot of guys who have played men's baseball that have played professionally that I've encountered
I
played.
Like they Earl Boykins and Chauncey Billups live around here. They still play basketball.
Yeah. There's
They don't play like rec league guy.
No, of course not. They're pros.
You know what they're doing? They're just in there getting some exercise, getting some shots up, having some fun.
Men's baseball's competitive. Softball's just stupid. It's just dumb. It's dumb, guys. It's dumb. And if it's anything more serious than just having a fun, to me, it's a countdown to when you're, you know, having a beverage in the parking lot.
Softball?
Dilly dilly.
Yeah. Pitch one is countdown to when we're all going to hang out and just have, you know.
Talk about something that is.
Dilly dilly. We'll have our dilly dilly moment.
Dilly dilly.
I had to just quit. I was in a couple of these leagues. I just shook my head every time. It was ridiculous. I was embarrassed by playing, but I liked it because we played with a bunch of fellas from the radio station.
Oh,
so it was
and they
fun.
Were real baseball players too.
No, for the softball. The softball.
I did that. I struck out though. I forgot. I
struck out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got through a really, really, really slow pitch.
Well, you were having some dilly dilly moments before your at bats too. So,
but the guy threw like a really slow pitch at me and got me off guard.
Now that's a good softball guy thing, making excuses. Good job, Al.
I do what I can.
2-0 Oregon State over Arkansas. Rockies win 9-8. This is The Drive on the Fan.
Sandy Clef here to tell you about SCL Mortgage, special circumstance lending, locally owned and operated. And if you're self-employed or work on commission, this is the place for you. Bank statement loans are back. You don't need tax returns to do your loan. In some cases, the bank statement loans can be done with credit scores in the low 600s. MySpecialMortgage.com on the web. 303-790-2222, the phone number. SCL Mortgage, licensed by the Colorado Department of Regulatory Agencies, number 1200716.
Hey, Al, I've heard some disturbing information about George Coghill. I just can't confirm anything, but...
Coghill, man. George Coghill and... John Mulberry in town for a couple, 3 days. I just want to ask you a question, man.
Sure.
I mean, homeboy to homeboy.
Yeah.
If you were on a guy's trip and you forgot your underwear.
You go to Walmart and buy some.
Would you ask to borrow?
No! Are you kidding me?
No.
A man never asks to borrow another man's underwear. I mean, if I really could do it, I would buy 365 pair of underwear and wear a new pair of underwear every day and throw the rest out on a daily basis. You know, no man asks another man to borrow underwear. You go to Walmart, you lick your wounds, you buy your oversized fat-ass underwear, and you just live with it. Buy your bloomers at Walmart and be done with it.
But would you borrow shorts and a shirt?
Yes.
You would borrow shorts and a shirt?
If you had to. But in all honesty, if you forgot, are you talking they forgot? How do you forget underwear?
His golf bag was lost.
Oh, okay. You know. Well, that's understandable. Would I?
He said, suck it up, go buy some new stuff.
I would buy a shirt and a pair of shorts, and I may ask to borrow stuff along the way.
But not underwear.
I'd buy 12 new pair of white tighties.
Can you borrow socks from another guy?
Yeah, socks are fine.
Socks are fine?
Socks are okay.
T-shirts are fine.
T-shirts are fine.
T-shirts, shorts are cool to borrow from a friend,
yeah, cause
but
what?
Not underwear.
Just for anything you borrow, ask what
do you have to give the underwear back if you borrow
it? It's disgusting. I would never ask for it back. It's repulsive. Who asked to borrow underwear? I guess you just said who did. No.
Right.
George, go to Walmart and get yourself. What size is the waist these days on Coghill?
Oh, man. He's What's like he 34, 36.
Oh, he is?
Well, little DB, man. You know.
Good for him.
You know,
they got plenty of those.
You know who he coached, right? Desharon Hamilton.
That's cool.
Yeah. He was his high school wide receiver coach.
He did a good. Whoa. Huh?
Yeah. He was. Yeah. Desharon Hamilton.
Okay.
High school wide receiver coach.
Well, he did a good job.
None other than George Coghill, who played here with the Denver Broncos.
He got a kid to Penn State.
Yeah.
Who ended
Several.
Up being,
he's gotten a lot of kids to college.
And Hamilton ended up
Great
being
coach.
Like the all-time possession receiver of all time there at Penn State.
You say possession?
Well, he led in catches. I don't know
oh,
how
no, no,
explosive
no, no,
he was.
No. Not possession. No.
He has the most
player.
Catches.
Yeah. Big-time player. Big-time player.
All right.
Yeah. Can't wait to see what he looks like in a Bronco uniform.
Did Deshaun Hamilton come out early?
No.
What round was he drafted?
He was in the Senior Bowl, remember?
What round was he drafted?
Fourth round.
Yeah. He said, you know.
What?
He's a big time player.
Oh, he was a big time. Is Emmanuel Sanders a big time player?
What round was he drafted in?
Oh, hold on. Let me give you a better one.
No,
is Antonio Brown a big time player?
Yes.
Okay. Sixth round draft pick.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
They don't always.
He wasn't.
Get it
Antonio
right.
Brown wasn't a big time player coming out of college, though. You can become a big time player, but he hasn't been a. Listen.
Was Le'Veon Bell a big time player when he was at Michigan State?
What round was he drafted?
Second.
Yes.
Oh, wait a minute. So you equate where you drafted as being a big-time player.
Where are you at now?
Oh, wait a minute. Oh, so that means Paxton Lynch is a big-time player.
He was. He's not anymore. So, I mean, if you want to go through it.
You mean potential. You, no.
Hey, man.
People drafted first and second round based on potential,
guess
not about
Portland Sutton's
what
a big
they did
time.
In college. It's really not about your
Dude.
College accomplishments. It's really about... We think that you can do this in the NFL because if that was the case, touchdown Tommy Frazier would have been the first pick in the NFL draft. You don't get drafted on what you do in college. You get drafted on what they think you can do in the NFL.
What do you want me to say?
Well, I'm just.
I don't think big time players get drafted in the fourth round.
I think
great players could get drafted in the fourth round.
Oh, yeah. Are you saying
potential big-time players could get drafted in the fourth round.
Huh.
But if Deshaun Hamilton was a big-time player, he'd have been drafted where Courtland Sutton was drafted. If he was a big-time player, he wouldn't have been the second wide receiver drafted by the Broncos.
Second wide receiver drafted by the Broncos.
But you said
because
big
they got,
time. You said
oh, he was
big time.
A big-time player. Penn State's all-time leading receiver?
That's right, but he was more of a possession guy
Penn
more than he
State.
Was. And
I'm
did he come
Penn
out early?
State.
Did he come out early?
No, he played in the Senior Bowl.
That's right.
I can't believe you hating on Deshaun Hamilton.
Keeping it real.
Really?
Potential to be a big-time NFL player.
Okay.
Big-time high school player. Solid college player.
How about that dude, Tom Brady?
Very middling type of college career. Great. I mean,
are you kidding me? He won a national championship when he was at Michigan.
He played like 1 year.
He Are you kidding me?
He was great. He go win in the sixth round.
All right.
He wasn't big time.
Okay.
Guess who was big time in college?
Tim Tebow.
Big time college player. And big time pro player. First round guy.
Was not a big time pro player. Was not a big time.
He was projected to be.
Don't give me what projections say. Tell me whether
you
or not
the
guy.
Tim Tebow was arguably the greatest college football player of all time.
Never. Never was he. Never was he. No. No. The greatest college football player
arguably,
of all time?
Yep.
Come on, man.
Start with those that won the Heisman and go from there.
We got to go with Archie Griffin then. If you got to go there.
Sure.
Two Heisman trophies.
Gotcha. Check.
Okay. So there. That conversation's over with.
Did Archie Griffin win a national championship?
You know what? I don't know what Ohio the mythical State. National championship yeah, race was in that year.
I know. It's a silly argument.
Yeah, because you're not going to get a consensus over right, number so fourth, one overall fourth, best. I think Reggie Bush is in the top two or three.
How many receivers?
Best,
how many receivers?
Best college football player I've ever seen.
How many receivers were taken ahead of Deshaun Hamilton in this last year's draft?
I don't know. I got to get the stats.
Probably a few, right?
Probably maybe three, maybe four, maybe as many as six.
Guys, a little research.
But that
on
doesn't
this.
Mean that that those teams got it right. I think the Broncos just got good value. He was breaking guys. Remember I was talking about him at the Senior Bowl breaking guys off. I mean, uncoverable.
Who won quarterback of the year in the Mountain West?
Nick Stevens. Right?
Yeah. Who's he playing for?
Nobody yet, but he will be.
Is he big time?
Was he big time?
He was the MVP in as terms of quarterbacks in the Mountain West, Division I football.
I don't think he was necessarily big time, but neither was the quarterback who was taken in the first round from Wyoming. You talking about not big time? I mean, if you really want to know like the real truth about players that get drafted in the first round,
yeah,
they're just drafted on hype. They're drafted on eye. And Josh Allen was the exact opposite of being a big-time college football player. How did Josh Allen get drafted to the Bills in the first round? Tell me that. How does that happen? It's based on potential.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about being big-time. It's about we think that you can be.
If you think Deshaun Hamilton's a big-time receiver.
Oh, he's a big-time.
Then fine.
I think he's going to be our third leading receiver this year.
Who's one?
Demaryius Thomas.
Hmm.
Emmanuel Sanders.
Really?
Hamilton.
So you think Deshaun Hamilton's going to have a better year than Courtland Sutton?
Yes, because...
Boy, if that happens, we've really screwed up.
Why?
Because we haven't played Courtland Sutton enough.
No, because I think Hamilton's going to be a dedicated slot guy. He's going to be our slot guy. Sutton's not going to be our slot guy. Sutton's going to be an outside guy.
I'm telling you this, if Sutton's not playing a lot, we're
making
a huge mistake.
Whenever Emmanuel Sanders and DT come out the game, then it's going to be Sutton. He's going to be the first one, but I think Hamilton's going to be the number one guy.
I think Sutton needs to be a starter by week 7.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Starting where?
For the Broncos.
Dude, he can't crack this starting lineup right now.
We'll see. Camp will be interesting. Interesting.
You're wishful thinking, man. Man, I tell you what, man. You got a lot of high expectations for
Courtland Sutton. Sure, because he's not Nick Chubb. He's not Lamar Jackson.
We should have had Nick Chubb.
He's not Will Hernandez.
We should have had Nick Chubb.
So we have Courtland Sutton.
So you're saying that because we didn't get those guys, then this guy's got to be better than all of them.
If you want to tell me how great the draft pick was, then let's see it.
I like the draft pick, but I mean, I would have preferred to have Lamar Jackson or Nick Chubb.
Yep, me too.
Borrowing other dudes' underwear. You out of your mind.
That's ridiculous.
And then you're going to give them back?
By the way, yeah, another absurdity. 12 receivers were taken before Deshaun Hamilton.
A couple.
This is the drive on the fan. Tonight at Coors Field, it's the Eagles and Jimmy Buffett. Is that right? They're both playing? What a night tonight at Coors Field. Watching the sun bake. Okay, and the clouds are kind of rolling in. All of those two. Parrotheads are out in parking lots A and B and all scattered throughout Lodo. The Eagles have some of their original members. Well, Glenn Frey's dead. Don Felder doesn't play with him anymore.
Vince Gill in.
Okay. I mean, who is even on the... I mean, is
there.
Don Henley there? I mean, who else? I mean, without Glenn Fries, it can really be the Eagles. I mean, come on. Be Joe Walsh? Is Joe Walsh there?
I got a chance to meet him once.
Joe Walsh is there.
He's a big Colorado guy.
I know. Yeah.
And a lot of their very famous videos, he's wearing a CU shirt.
I met him up in Aspen.
That's cool.
Yeah, when I was playing for the Broncos.
Well, Joe Walsh is kind of worth the price of admission, you know? Is Timothy B. Schmidt with them? I don't know. Well, that's tonight. Jimmy Buffett. The Eagles. That's a great show. That is a great show for 55-year-old lawyers with ponytails.
Why do you have to be a ponytail?
You know those guys. You know 55-year-old ponytail guy, don't you?
Those guys are not around that often anymore. Those guys don't show up very often.
55-year-old ponytail guy?
No. No, that guy is not really a fixture in society anymore.
Well, they'll be out at Coors Field in droves. They'll be down there.
Did you see?
They'll be more convertible, like...
LeSabres. The Seabreeze.
Untucked shirts at this concert than ever before at Coors Field.
Oh yeah. Well, you know. By the way, you have it wrong. If you are old school, the shirt is tucked in. New school, the shirt is out.
Dude, these dudes aren't tucking their shirts in tonight. We're going with boat drinks and Eagles music. We are
flopping out there and expect to perform like that.
All right, I've got a huge breaking news on a recruiting trip rumor. No. It's about a 13-year-old basketball player. But it's incredibly relevant to the world of sports that we all enjoy. I'm talking about Bronny James, Al.
Mm-hmm.
The son of LeBron James, who's, according to this TMZ report, the best 13-year-old in the country. I'm not exactly sure how you determine who the best 13-year-old in the country is at anything, but these kids go through the mill, don't they? They go to all these travel tournaments and evaluations.
Hey, man, your name been talked about since you were a baby, and then the cameras have been on you. It's just inevitable that you will, be chosen to be part of some great things in your life.
All of us at some point watch a little Bronny James on YouTube just to see what LeBron James kid looks like.
Right.
No.
I have. So the rumor is, now, this is a big-time TMZ type of thing. He's likely going to Sierra Canyon High School in Los Angeles. But according to TMZ, their source says it's not a done deal. So it's a rumor. Now, why would he go to Sierra Canyon? Well, Scottie Pippen's kid, Kenyon Martin's kid, Derek Fisher's nephew. There's a lot, and it's a very posh foo-foo, she-she part of Los Angeles, apparently.
All of those kids are there now?
Yep.
Kenyon Martin's kid is there?
According to TMZ.
When did that one come out? I didn't see that one today.
Yesterday at...
I had the news that LeBron's son was going to go to school in Los Angeles, but that's not really the news. The news of the day when it surrounds the NBA is that Kawhi Leonard could be a Los Angeles Laker.
Just put some math together.
The Spurs are working on it.
You don't enroll your kid in high school unless you plan on being in Los Angeles.
When you're LeBron
wherever.
James, you can enroll your kid in any high school that you want to, and knowing full well that you can fly and go see him and be part of his high school experience without having to play for the Lakers.
You think LeBron James would enroll his kid in high school in Los Angeles and play in Houston? Really? Seriously?
Listen. And this is what I've learned from being around young athletes. You'll do whatever it is best for them. And if
no good high school basketball in Houston?
If you're going to do what's best for them, And if you can afford to pick them up, move them to a different state, to give them the best opportunity to play, then that's what you're going to do. So I don't think this has anything to do with
that's
the
a
decision.
Pretty, that'd be a pretty stunning thing to live Houston or someplace else, and your kid goes to high school in Los Angeles.
Yeah, well, I'm just letting
and
you
you're
know.
Not divorced, something like
no,
that.
No, it has nothing to do with you about being divorced.
But I mean, when you miss your kid?
Oh, man, you're going to be there. I mean,
when?
You're an NBA basketball player. I think LeBron's going to end up in L.A.
I really do. I couldn't do that.
By the way, did you see Magic Johnson's conversation that said that if he doesn't land big time free agents this summer and next summer, he's out. Like I'm giving up my chair here with the Lakers. He said, I came here to land big time players. If I don't get them in this summer and next summer, then I'm out.
Okay. Well, whatever.
I mean, it's just a lot of pressure, you know, for the guy that's in charge. So LeBron James, I think, will end up in Los Angeles. I know that Kawhi Leonard will end up in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
For sure. Kawhi Leonard will be a Laker.
You know what this is right here? Our theme, our end music. You know what this is? Come on.
No, who is this?
Come on.
I listen to it every day. I know it.
Every day. Who is it?
Eagles.
Joe Walsh, who's playing tonight with the Eagles, Rocky Mountain Way. This could be heard live tonight down at Coors Field. It's not an Eagles song, it's just a Joe Walsh song, but you understand, you know where I'm going. Al, you gotta be a parrot head tonight.
Yeah.
We're out of here.
Got a good baseball game going on. We'll see you tomorrow at 3 o'clock in the drive. From all of us around here. Hey, man, good job today, Kyle Berry. I mean, what a great job, man.
Thank you.
D-Mac, man, it was wonderful rolling with you
today. Every day.
And who's back there working with you, Kyle? Jason, nice rolling with you. Hey, man, we're going to Facebook Live right now. We'll see you back here tomorrow at 3 on the Drive. I'm Big Al.